Hi there, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 10th of November, and it is the 23rd of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. And today in history, the Maccabees removed the defiled stones from the temple, according to tradition, from 1 Maccabees 4:43. It's also the day that commemorates the death of the Messianic pioneer, Rabbi Daniel Zion, Zichrono Livracha, year 5740, that's 1979 Common Era. Daniel Zion was one of the chief rabbis of Sofia, Bulgaria during World War II and a believer in the Messiah Yeshua. He was warned about the Holocaust in a vision of the Master, and he helped save 800 Jews of Sofia from the Nazis, but was himself interned in a concentration camp in 1943. In 1949, he emigrated to Israel. This is information from thevineofdavid.org. This week, our parasha is called Chaye Sarah, meaning Sarah's life. And today's Aliyah, or today's portion from the Torah, is Genesis 24:10 through 26. Before we begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and left with all the best of his master's things in his hand. Then he arose and went to Aram Naharaim, to Nahor's city. Then he made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water at evening time, the time for the going out to draw water. Lord, the God of Avraham, my master, he said, please make something happen before me today and show loyalty to Avraham, my master. Look, I am standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are going out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please tip your jar so that I may drink, and she will say, drink, and I'll also water your camels. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. So by this I'll know that you have shown graciousness to my master. Now before he had finished speaking, behold, there was Rebekah, who was born to Betuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Avraham's brother, going out with her jar on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very good-looking, a girl of marriageable age, and she was a virgin. She went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up. Then the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me sip a little water from your jar. So she said, drink, my lord. And she quickly lowered her jar onto her hand, and gave him a drink. Now, when she finished giving him a drink, she said, I'll also draw water for your camels until they've finished drinking. So she quickly poured out her jug into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew water for all his camels, while the man continued to pay close attention to her, keeping silent in order to know whether or not the Lord had made his way successful. Now after the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a nose ring of gold, weighing 1/2 shekel, and 2 bracelets on her hands weighing 10 shekels of gold. Whose daughter are you? He said. Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? She said to him, I am the daughter of Betuel, son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor. She also said to him, there is both straw and plenty of feed with us, as well as room to spend the night. Then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord. That was Genesis 24, 10 through 26. Today our portion from the prophets is Judges 9. Now Avimelech, son of Yerubal, went to Shechem, to his mother's brothers, and spoke to them and the whole clan of his mother's father's household, saying, "Speak now in the ears of all the leaders of Shechem, which is better for you, that 70 men, all the sons of Yerubal, rule over you, or that a single man rules over you? Remember also that I am your flesh and bone." When his mother's brothers discussed all these words of his in the ears of all Shechem's leaders, their hearts inclined to follow Avimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." So they gave him 70 pieces of silver from the temple of Baal-Berit. Avimelech then hired idle and reckless fellows who followed him. Then he went to his father's house at Ophrah and slew his brothers, the sons of Yerubal, 70 men, on top of one stone. But Yotam, the youngest son of Yerubal, survived, for he hid himself. Then all the leaders of Shechem and all Bet Milo assembled themselves together and went and made Avimelech king at the terebinth of the pillar that was in Shechem. Now when they told Yotam, he went and stood on top of Mount Gerizim, lifted up his voice, called out and said to them, "Listen to me, O lords of Shechem, that God may listen to you. Once the trees set out to anoint a king over them. So they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' But the olive tree said to them, 'Should I stop yielding my oil that honors God and man and go wave over the trees?' Then the tree said to the fig tree, 'You, come and reign over us.' But the fig tree said to them, 'Should I stop yielding my sweetness and my delicious fruit and go wave over the trees?' So the trees said to the vine, 'You come and reign over us.' But the vine said to them, 'Should I stop yielding my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go wave over the trees?' Then all the trees said to the bramble, 'You come and reign over us.' And the bramble said to the trees, 'If you truly are going to anoint me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shadow. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon.' So now, if you have acted in truth and integrity by making Avimelech king, and if you have dealt kindly with Yerubal and his household, and have done for him as he deserved, for my father fought for you and risked his life and delivered you from the hand of Midian, but you have risen up against my father's household today and have slain his sons, 70 men on one stone, and have made Avimelech, son of his maidservant, king over the lords of Shechem, just because he is your brother. If you then have dealt in truth and integrity with Yerubal and with his household today, then rejoice in Avimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Avimelech and devour the lords of Shechem and Bet Milo, and let fire come out from the lords of Shechem and from Bet Milo, and devour Avimelech.' Then Yotam ran away and fled, and went to Be'er and remained there because of his brother Avimelech. After Avimelech had ruled over Israel for 3 years, God sent an evil spirit between Avimelech and the lords of Shechem. So the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Avimelech, in order that the violence done to Yerubal's 70 sons might come due, so their blood might be laid on their brother Avimelech who slew them, and on the lords of Shechem who strengthened his hands to slay his brothers. So the lords of Shechem set up ambushers on the tops of the mountains, and they robbed anyone who passed by them along that road. So it was reported to Avimelech. Now Gaal, son of Eved, had come with his relatives and moved to Shechem, and the lords of Shechem put their trust in him. When they went out into the field, they gathered grapes of their vineyards, trod them, and had a party. Then they went into the house of their god, ate and drank, and cursed Avimelech. Then Gaal, son of Eved, said, "Who is Avimelech, and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Isn't he the son of Yeruval? Isn't Zvul his deputy? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, but why should we serve him? Now, if this people were under my hand, then I would get rid of Avimelech." So he said to Avimelech, "Muster your army and come out." When Zvul, the governor of the city, heard the words of Gaal, son of Eved, his anger burned. So he sent messengers to Avimelech in deceit, saying, "Watch out, Gaal, son of Eved, and his relatives have moved to Shechem, and look, they are inciting the city against you. So now, arise by night, you and the people who are with you, and lie in wait in the field. So it will be in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, you will rise early and advance on the city, and behold, when he and the people who are with him come out against you, then you should do to them whatever your hand finds." So Avimelech and all the people who were with him rose up by night and lay in wait against Shechem in four columns. Now Gaal, son of Eved, went out and stood at the entrance of the city gate. Then Avimelech and the people who were with him emerged from the ambush. When Gaal saw the people, he said to Zvul, "Look, people are coming down from the tops of the mountains." But Zvul said to him, "You're seeing the shadow of the mountains as if they were men." Then Gaal spoke up again and said, "Look, people are coming down from the middle of the land, and one column is coming by the road of the diviner's oak." Then Zvul said to him, "Where is your mouth now? With it you said, 'Who is Avimelech that we should serve him?' Isn't this the people you have trashed? Now go out and fight him." So Gaal went out ahead of the lords of Shechem and fought with Avimelech. But Avimelech chased him, and he fled before him, and many fell wounded up to the entrance of the gate. While Avimelech stayed in Arumah, Zvul drove Gaal and his relatives out, so that they could not stay in Shechem. Now it came to pass the next day that the people went out into the field, and it was reported to Avimelech. So he took his people, divided them into three columns, and lay in ambush in the field. When he looked and saw the people were coming out of the city, he pounced on them and struck them down. Then Avimelech and the column that was with him rushed forward and stood at the entrance of the city gate, and the other two columns rushed on all who were in the open field and struck them down. So Avimelech fought against the city all that day, captured the city, and killed the people that were in it. Then he razed the city and sowed it with salt. Now when all the lords of Shechem's tower heard about it, they went into the vault of the temple of El Berit, when Avimelech was told that all the lords of Shechem's tower had gathered there. He and all the people with him went up to Mount Zalmon. Then Avimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a branch from the trees and lifted it up and laid it on his shoulder. Then he said to the people who were with him, "What you've seen me do, hurry and do likewise." So all the people likewise each cut down his branch and followed Avimelech. He laid them against the vault and set the vault on fire over them. So all the people of Shechem's tower also died, about 1,000 men and women. Then Avimelech went to Thebes, camped against Thebes, and captured it. But there was a strong tower in the center of the city, and all the men and women with all the city leaders fled there and shut themselves in and went up to the roof of the tower. So Avimelech came to the tower and fought against it, and approached the door of the tower to burn it with fire. But a certain woman threw down an upper millstone on Avimelech's head and crushed his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor-bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, lest they say of me, 'A woman slew him.'" So the young man thrust him through, and he died. So when the men of Israel saw that Avimelech was dead, they each departed to his place. Thus God repaid the wickedness of Avimelech, what he had done to his father by slaying his 70 brothers. Also, all the wickedness of the men of Shechem God requited on their heads. Thus on them came the curse of Jotham, son of Yerubbaal. That was Judges 9. Today our portion from the writings is Psalm 35. A Psalm of David. Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight those who fight me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and rise up to my help. Draw out also a spear and battle axe. Stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be ashamed and disgraced. May they be turned back and humiliated, those who plot evil against me. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them off. May their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net from me, and without cause they dug a pit for my soul. Let ruin come upon him by surprise. Let the net be hid, he hid, entangle himself. Into that same pit let him fall. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you, rescuing the poor from one too strong for him, the poor and needy from one who robs him? Violent witnesses rise up. They question me about things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fasting. My prayer kept returning to my heart. I went about mourning as though for my own friend or brother. I bowed down, dressed in black, as though for my own mother. But at my stumbling, they gathered in glee. Wretches gathered against me whom I did not know, tearing at me without ceasing. They mocked profanely, as if at a feast. They gnashed at me with their teeth. My Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages, my solitary existence from the lions. I praise you in the great assembly, acclaiming you among a throng of people. Do not let my deceitful enemies gloat over me without cause, nor let those who hate me for nothing wink an eye. For they never speak shalom, but devise deceitful words against the quiet ones in the land. Yes, they open their mouth wide against me, saying, Aha, aha, our own eyes have seen it. You have seen it, Lord. Be not silent. Lord, be not far from me. Arise, awaken to my defense, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, Lord my God, according to your justice, and do not let them gloat over me. Don't let them say in their heart, Aha, just what we wanted. Don't let them say, We swallowed him up. May they be ashamed and humiliated, those who rejoice over my misery. May they who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May they shout for joy and be glad, those who delight in my righteous cause. May they always say, Exalted be the Lord, who delights in his servants' shalom. Then my tongue will declare aloud your justice and your praises all day. That was Psalm 35. Our final portion for today is from the Apostles, and it is Matthew 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish ones took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise ones took oil in jars along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was taking a long time, they all got drowsy and started falling asleep. But in the middle of the night, there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. Now the foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, since our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there won't be enough for us and for you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy some for yourselves." But while they were going off to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Now later, the other virgins came, saying, "Sir, sir, open for us." But he replied, "Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore stay alert, for you know neither the day nor the hour. For it is like a man about to go on a journey. He called his own servants and handed over his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. Then he went on his journey. Immediately, the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more. In the same way, the one with 2 gained 2 more. But the one who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long while, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought another 5 talents, saying, "Master, you handed me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a little, so I'll put you in charge of much. Enter into your master's joy." The one who had received the 2 talents also came up and said, "Master, you handed me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a little, so I'll put you in charge of much. Enter into your master's joy." Then the one who received the 1 talent also came up and said, "Master, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you didn't sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went off and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." But his master responded, "You wicked, lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I didn't sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you should have brought my money to the brokers, and when I came, I would have received it back with interest. Therefore, take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to the one who has, more shall be given, and he shall have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw the worthless servant out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all his angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And answering, the king will say to them, Amen, I tell you, whatever you did to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left, Go away from me, you cursed ones, into the everlasting fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you gave me nothing, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they too will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not care for you? Then he will answer them, saying, Amen, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. These shall go off to everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. That was Matthew 25, and it concludes today's readings. If you are reading through the apostolic writings twice in this year's cycle, you'll be reading Romans 6 today also. Thank you so much for listening, and may you have a blessed day. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.